18th. Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. Brian, would you like to do roll call?
I will, thank you. Stephen Bergeron is absent.
Present.
Present.
Scott Tipton is present.
Okay, great. We'll move on to review of the minutes. Aaron, you circulated minutes this week for everyone to...
The July 2025 AC and BCC meeting.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review them?
Yes.
Any questions, comments? Do we want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We'll move on to chairman's report. Brian?
Thank you. Wanted to pass this along. This is sort of unusual. We've been meeting with the staff, has been meeting with council members and their staffs. We decided that it would be a good opportunity. Now that we have a new administration, we have several new council members. Gabriel's been joining us, which has been great. Just as an opportunity to meet with various district council members, get to know their staffs, have them get to know us more than we've been able to do in the past. And we have found that it's been a very, very productive and helpful conversation to have with each. We have one more left to do. Obviously, since I'm also in the HDLC, we're doing all of the districts with Gabriel and Renee that they've been involved with, the at-large members in District C. Hopefully this will help us all in our work together for the city and our constituents. Also wanted to pass along some information I heard yesterday morning on WWNO regarding federal tax credits. This was something during All Things Considered that I thought was really great. I was going to read this. As of March 26th, Louisiana ranks number 2 in the nation for completed federal historic tax credit projects, with 94 projects in 2025 and 419 rehabilitated buildings from 2021 to 2025. These efforts, supported by a 20% federal and up to 35% state tax credit, generated over $4.4 billion in investment between 2017 and 2024. Revitalizing properties across the state, Louisiana is second behind New York. I think that was some really excellent news. I was glad to hear it on the radio. Also wanted to let everybody know that March 31st, City Council staff and HDLC BCC will be conducting a workshop on the 8th floor about policies, procedures, etc. And any of you would be welcome to attend if you would be interested. It's on March 31st in this conference room at 9 o'clock.
And it's going to be HDLC, BCC, and CPC, and basically land use, how all of this sort of works together for the new council staff so that they are better appreciated.
And then finally wanted to let everybody in the audience aware of the fact that there is a BCC Foundation French Quarter Fest Spring Fete on April 17th at the private apartment above Antoine's, 701 St. Louis Street. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. Because it is a small space, the tickets are going to be limited. So if you're interested in going, please go to the BCC Foundation website and get tickets right away. It's a really, really nice evening event during French Quarter Fest. We've got a balcony overlooking Warren Street, so I highly recommend it. With that, I'm going to turn it back to you. Thank you.
I do have a question. What's the status on the guidelines, the updated guidelines for BCC?
The writer, Dominique, has had some family issues, so we are sort of on hold right now. And it is because of those things that are sort of beyond our control. So we don't really have an update as to when it's going to start.
But just so you know, she has had staff corrections for some time. Staff is done with their portion of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if that helps you.
Okay, great. Yeah. And just a correction, that was the director's report, not chairman's report. Chairman report, I don't have anything to report at this time.
Besides how Steve is doing with the twins.
Yeah, outside of that, has anyone had a chance to talk to him?
Yesterday, he sounds like things are going well. Imagine a young father with a small child, other family member, and twins. It's probably a lot.
Yeah.
Are they girls or boys? Or boy and girl?
All girls.
Okay.
But I think he's going to be back next month.
Okay.
Oh, and on that note, next month's meeting, we could not find a room, so we have to start the meeting at 11 instead of 10:30. Same day, but 11 o'clock. Hopefully the agenda will be as small as what you see today, and you will be out of here just as quickly.
Thanks. All right.
Sorry about that.
No. Thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah, we didn't want to try to reschedule. It's too difficult.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we'll get started. We have change of use hearings. So we'll start with 235 Charter Street.
235 Charters is a green rated main building with a brown rated rear addition. This is until we retain a permitted rear addition and platform and a proposal to install mechanical equipment in conjunction with a change of use and retail restaurant. Our application materials received June 30th, 2025 and February 10th, 2026. When this application was submitted for review at the committee level, a full inspection of the property revealed that extensive work with that permit had been performed at some point prior to the applicant's involvement, including the construction of a second floor rear addition and a third floor mechanical platform that spans between three separate properties. It is unclear when this work was performed, and it is not prescribed since it was previously unknown to BCC staff, but it appears to have been some significant time ago. Since the work proposed in conjunction with the change of use was relying upon retention of these structures, the committee requested that the applicant provide an engineer's report evaluating the work without permit, as well as DSP review of the conditions to determine if they could be retained for building code. Following the site visit with Chief Building Official J.D. Ford, it was determined that variances would be needed from the Board of Zoning Adjustments for the proposed mechanical work, but there were no issues with retention of second floor addition and platform. Following this determination, the committee reviewed the applicant's appeal to retain the structures and has forwarded a positive recommendation to the commission for retention. Staff notes that easements with the adjacent properties will be needed prior to permit issuance. Change of use, Article 2.10 of the CCO states that the BCC shall have no jurisdiction over use except as provided in the paragraph below. Where any change in exterior appearance is contemplated, the BCC shall hold a hearing, and if it approves such change, shall issue a special permit to continue the same use or for any other use not otherwise prohibited in the district, subject to the following conditions and safeguards. 1. The historic character of the bouquet shall not be injuriously affected. 2. Signs which are garish or otherwise out of keeping with the character of the bouquet shall not be permitted. 3. Building signs shall be in harmony with the traditional architectural character of the bouquet. And 4. The values of the bouquet as a place of unique interest and character shall not be impaired. The proposed work in conjunction with the change of use from retail to restaurant consists of the installation of a new inline exhaust fan, air intake vent, HVAC condensers, and water heaters. Full inspection of the site revealed that some of the work to install mechanical equipment for the proposed new restaurant had begun without permit. When reviewing the plans, staff had been concerned that BZA and/or BBSA review would be required for the equipment installation, given the small lot space and proximity to property lines. CBO J.D. Ford determined after visiting the site that BBSA review was not required for the equipment, but a BZA variance was. On February 9th, the applicant appealed the placement of the equipment to the BZA, and the board determined that the approval standards for variances had been met. BCC approval to retain and continue the work for the plans is the only outstanding item required for the BCC sub-permit to be issued. Most of the work is in keeping with the design guidelines for a building of this rating in an area with extremely limited visibility, with the exception of the duct for the inline exhaust fan, which is proposed to be installed on the exterior of the building instead of within the building envelope. The guidelines state that, quote, restaurant vents and exhaust should be installed within the building envelope in the location where they are not visible from the public right-of-way, an occupied courtyard, or neighboring property. They also state restaurant vents and or exhaust should be installed within the building envelope when they are minimally visible from the public right-of-way. Committee found the exterior deck conceptually provable for this specific building since the interior conditions on small lot greatly restricted potential locations for the exhaust fan and visibility is restricted to one adjacent light bulb. Overall, the committee recommends conceptual approval of the mechanical equipment, both new and existing, approval of the appeal to retain the second floor bathroom addition and mechanical platform structure, forwarding a positive recommendation for the change of use from retail to restaurant to the director of safety and permits, and easements with the adjacent properties will be needed prior to permit issuance.
Okay, thank you. Does the applicant have a presentation or any comments to the report?
No, I'm just here to clarify anything for you, answer any questions. This is going to be a restaurant on the first and second floor, and storage on the third, so he's going to occupy the entire building. That'll be at Austin's restaurant. I'm familiar with mm-hmm. Austin's and Batteries. Will be a small version of that. And just so you know, the equipment that we're installing is going in the same place where the equipment had been before for past tenants.
Just for the record, I forgot to ask you to state your name and your
Kirk
address.
Kirk Fallbacher, 1700 Josephine Street.
Okay, thank you. Anyone have any questions, comments?
Is there going to be any need for like a grease trap or any grease vents or any of that sort?
There is a grease trap, yes.
Already installed?
No, it's part of the project.
And would that vent up to the roof or that would just...
No, this is below ground.
Oh, below ground, gotcha.
This is the new stuff that we went through with AMC. Mm-hmm. It was a art gallery before?
Retail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there was never the mechanical
portion. And it's already been rezoned for...
It didn't need to be rezoned.
It didn't, okay, gotcha.
All the equipment is already in place. Is there any additional equipment that needs to be installed?
No, I believe everything is there. Maybe there's a fresh air intake on the third floor.
Well, I mean, this is not there.
That's not there. Okay.
It's been partially
constructed.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there was some stuff partially done to that.
We have some pictures of the second floor has already been installed for the.
This is what we discovered when we
So all the condensing units are in place. It just looks like the exhaust inline ductwork is still
the hood.
Yeah, the
hood.
It's still not completely installed.
It's not completely
okay.
Installed. Okay. This is all there.
And no more condensing units are needed at this time.
And nothing's visible per the street. Yeah.
It's all tucked in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Self-explanatory.
I have a question, and I'm maybe showing my ignorance. And you don't have to go back, but the very first picture, obviously, is what the building looks like now. So I'm assuming the fourth picture is what it used to look like, or is that the back of the building?
Go back to the one just out.
That's the front. That's from 1960.
So it is an old, so it looks a lot better now. Thank you.
Yeah, there is no good picture of the rear of the building because it is that difficult
to
access.
It's very tight.
Even
from this side, you can't see in there. Yeah, because this drops down significantly. Yeah. This building had never been a restaurant or a bar or anything, so that was the difficulty of trying to make this work.
There also is there also needs to be some sort of easement because something is straddling over other properties.
Thank you. I wanted to ask that same question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of the easement?
Easement is typically required by safety and permits just to make sure that all of the various property owners are aware and consent to the work, which in this case is a retention just for that mechanical platform because that does touch. The platform extends this way to this building, and it also bears on this building.
Has there been any discussion with the neighbors, any objection or communication on?
Not through the VCC.
Okay. All the neighbors benefit from that same platform because they're all using it for their own equipment.
Okay.
So I'm still not clear if everything on our property is our equipment and there's no one else's equipment on our property. I don't know how to explain to a lawyer how to put an easement together.
I mean, I would show them the picture of the...
Yeah, I think you're just going to have to work with the neighboring property owners and just make sure that everybody's on the same page.
A good real estate lawyer will know exactly how to do this. They'll know exactly how to do this.
I hope. Completely not clear on what the issue is.
But if it's already there, it's probably going to be grandfathered in, though. You're not going to be able to probably move it.
But this is also a hotel on the land, okay?
It's the Motley family. It's not part of the hotel.
I mean, if they're benefiting from it too, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Any other questions, comments? Are we ready to make a motion?
So are we conceptually approving this, or are we able to approve?
If you look at the bottom of the property report, Aaron sort of laid it out there with the committee had recommended and what we were recommending. Yeah, that last section, overall the committee recommends.
So it's just a positive recommendation for a change of use.
To retain.
Is it just a change of use that we're talking about?
So the work proposed does require commission approval. It would be conceptual approval of the mechanical equipment, approval of the appeal to retain the bathroom addition and platform. The change of use is the only thing where we are not the ones who actually make the decision on that. We make a recommendation based on the work that's being proposed and whether or not we find that work to be suitable for the change of use.
Making a motion. Laid out there. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
So in line with that, we will like to motion that we conceptually approve the mechanical equipment, both new and existing, that we approve the appeal to retain the second floor bathroom, additions, and mechanical platform structure. I guess that we accept the positive recommendation.
Forwarding it to
the change of use from retail to restaurant to the director of safety and permits. And I guess also that an easement with the adjacent properties will need to be taken prior to the permit issuance.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, 226 Bourbon Street.
I guess so.
Building in Cell with a brown-rated one-story addition and a two-story rear addition. This is a proposal to install a new business sign in conjunction with a change of use from bar/live entertainment to adult use. For application materials received January 12, 2026 and February 25, 2026, respectively. Article 2.10 of the CZO states that the VCC shall have no jurisdiction over use except as provided in the paragraph below. Where any change in exterior appearance is contemplated, the VCC shall hold a hearing, and if it approves such change, shall issue a special permit to continue the same use for any other use not otherwise prohibited in the district, subject to the following conditions and safeguards. 1. The historic character of the VCC should not be injuriously affected. 2. Signs which are garish or otherwise out of keeping with the character of the VCC should not be permitted. 3. Building design shall be in harmony with the traditional architectural character of the Bouguerai. And 4. The value of the Bouguerai as a place of unique interest and character shall not be impaired. The proposed work is limited to the installation of a new sign or an existing bracket, which is compliant with the guidelines and approvable at staff level. No other alterations to the building are proposed as part of this change of use. Given that the work is compliant with the guidelines and the new use is permitted by the CZO for the VCE overlay district, staff recommends the commission for a positive recommendation to the Director of Safety and Permits regarding the change of use from bar/live entertainment to adult use.
Thank you. Applicant, can you state your name and address?
Yeah, Christopher Prasad, 226 Bourbon Street. Okay.
Do you have any comments or presentation for this property?
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Any questions, comments from commissioners?
I think the only question I got is, I see it's a neon sign, so is there a electrical conduit already attached to the pole, or how's that going to
work? Yeah, so the conduit's in the sign.
You've been washing your face.
That'll go to the
spending money on.
That'll go into the building. So it used to have a sign before that was hooked into that. So it's the same one.
Okay, so it's the same.
That's why the same bracket.
Gotcha.
Everything's the same.
Okay. All right.
Any other comments? We ready to make a motion?
Can we do it? Or yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but I make a motion to approve the change of use. Any further details can be handled at the staff level.
Yep, I think it's. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Come to appeals and violations. 1224 Decatur Street. Is there an applicant here?
We've been dealing with this for a while. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's no one here.
Go forward. 1224 Decatur is a green-rated main building first building. It is proposed to retain and modify work included in deviation of approved plans, including roof patch and rooftop catwalk. Application materials received May 27, 2025 and January 26, 2026, respectively. BCC approved the installation of a rooftop mechanical wrap in this building as part of a major renovation improvement in 2014. Following the completion of that renovation, staff noted that work related to the rooftop rack was not completed as per the approved plans. Specifically, the as-built roof rack lacked a screen that was to be applied. Additionally, tankless water heaters were installed on the rack that were not shown on the plans. In addition to these issues with the roof rack itself, staff found that a new roof hatch and a catwalk had been installed that were not indicated on the approved plans. The current applicant was not involved with the 2014 renovation of the property, but is attempting to resolve this violation. The applicant is seeking to retain the roof hatch, catwalk, and additional equipment, and propose to install louver screening and glue the original approved lattice screening based on the staff recommendation for louver screening. Staff has consulted with safety and permits and been told that there are no obvious problems with solar stove, the proposed setup of roof equipment and access. The catwalk is not explicitly shown in elevation or detail drawings. Staff previously noted that the existing condition of having 2x4 guardrails looks rather improvised. Staff recommends that a minimal metal mechanical guardrail be installed to replace the current 2x4 construction. A metal rail would be visually lighter than the current wood rail and would also be, and could also be painted to match the roof surface. Staff also recommends that the roof patch cover be painted to match the color of the roof. At the March 10, 2026 Architecture Committee meeting, the committee found the retention of these elements with the noted modifications to be conceptually approvable. The guidelines specifically require commission level review for the installation of the additional mechanical equipment and new roof patch for the building in this rating. Staff recommends approval for the proposal to retain the element with the noted modifications. With any final details we work out at the staff level.
And just so you guys know, we've been working with them, and this is going to ARC a number of times. Mm-hmm. So we're finally getting it done. Yes, yeah, 3 years. Yes.
So whoever did it in 2014, they just did this kind of very bizarre structure.
Yeah,
the roof rack was installed, but it was supposed to be, you know, screened, and there's no indication of all the catwalk or the hatch. Yeah.
And then those water heaters
were added to it as well.
But exposed picks is
it
wild.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Is it, it looks pretty cumbersome on the roof there. Is it safe?
Well, I think, like you were saying, I think if you do the metal roof, the metal railing and everything would be much less
cumbersome. No, I think he means on the actual
roof.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was done as it was originally approved. It was, you know, properly structured.
You gotta have issues with all this equipment.
So what would be the motion? We approve this with the noted modifications?
Approval to retain.
Approval to retain with the noted modifications.
This is a, is this the original owner's, or is this a new owner that, that has inherited this condition?
Since 2014, I believe it's the same ownership.
Okay.
Is that rope holding that whole thing up?
That's probably the harness in case you got to get up there.
I realize we didn't ask the public yet. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Is there any public comment on this?
And there is a motion on the
table. Okay. So as far as... It, based on these drawings, it seems to acknowledge the wood louvers. What about this metal railing? Was, have I missed it on here? Is that
no,
something they have also?
It still needs to be shown in detail, but conceptually, we've discussed just you know very standard mechanical safety rail.
Mm-hmm.
And discussed with architecture, maybe with anything other than that, we can go back to the AC.
Okay. And then all the PEX piping that you were commenting, is that also going to be screened or is that still going to be exposed?
I meant the screen is going to be probably in that plane of the that black colored, whatever, the rail and posts. And the PEX is proud of that, so it's probably going to stick through the screening. But I mean, that portion is not as visible as.
Mm-hmm.
We could ask them to
paint it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, since you're requesting them to paint the louvers and paint this to maybe sort of go away, you know, closer to the color of the roof, maybe that as well.
The edge permits have seen no problem with this.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I was going to ask.
I know where you were going.
Do we have any jurisdiction? Do we have no.
It doesn't look sturdy.
Well, it's all being reconfigured.
Oh, it's all being reconfigured.
Well,
not
the equipment so much, but just the
rail.
All of it.
Right.
I think, but when you say sturdy, you mean structural.
Yeah. Structural. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's going to be a that'll be up.
And
the
that's right. I wasn't going to say that, but then we went that. Down.
Yeah. Well, we're just here talking about the concept.
Ability of a right. Mm-hmm. Since
it's
already
done. And hindsight,
could we go back in time?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
12
years ago.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the motion I made, or do you want me to change it?
Oh, no, the motion.
And the motion was approval to retain with noted modifications on staff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's fine. I think that's something you guys can bring up at staff level mm-hmm. If you feel like it's a concern.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the motion carries. Let's see, so the last item is ratification. And Aaron, you also sent those over this week. Are there any questions, comments?
Motion to ratify.
Motion
to ratify them. The architectural planning staff action since Thursday, February 18th.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. It passes. Any other items before we close out?
Yeah.
All right. Someone want to make a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.